Yesterday came a news reported on the mountain fire that began on Bear Mountain Road and Dry Creek Road near Redding late Thursday morning, August 22nd, and was 0% contained at news time yesterday. There has been quick mobilization containing the fire, and weather conditions have favored firefighters who, as of today, have contained the mountain fire by at least 40% as of news time.
I'm Cheryl Bolovac. I'm an information officer for CAL FIRE.
Bolovac shared firefighters' progress containing the mountain fire.
The fire broke out a little after 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and we had pretty significant north winds going on. So as resources were going to the fire, they could see the column and see it building. And those winds just continued to challenge firefighters all afternoon, just causing the fire to spot out ahead of itself. Late in the afternoon, those winds died down, and that combined through the night, having those calmer conditions really enabled them to take advantage of the favorable weather and keep the fire within the parameters that they had it. So we didn't see any fire growth overnight, which is really good news. So it stayed at 600 acres overnight, and we're up to 40% containment now. We've got just under 600 personnel assigned to the fire. We still have helicopters working, bucket drops, supporting the ground resources. And the ground resources are really just working on getting those hot spots mopped up and strengthening the containment line.
According to CAL FIRE's information specialist Paul Savona, 5 Humboldt Del Norte engines and 6 hand crews from Humboldt CAL FIRE are currently assisting containment of the mountain vegetation fire. It is estimated that over 1,000 structures were threatened, but no injuries were reported. And although approximately 3,800 residents evacuated yesterday, the evacuation area has been reduced to affect about 200 residents.
Last night around 10 o'clock, we were able to repopulate some of the areas and reduce the amount of the mandatory evacuations that had previously been issued, which is always good news to be able to get people back home safely. I've been told there's approximately 200 residents within the mandatory evacuation area.
Dry Creek Road at Highway 299 has been opened, but road closures are still in effect where Dry Creek Road meets Christian Way, Squawgrass Trail, and Elk Trail West, and on northbound Intermountain Road and westbound Alice Lane. Evacuations remain in place for residents inside closure areas. People traveling in those areas are asked to drive with caution as emergency personnel continue their work. The evacuation center will remain open at Cross Point Community Church at 2960 Hartnell Avenue in Redding. The Salvation Army will serve dinner there tonight. For official updates on the mountain fire, you can check online.
So we have our Twitter handle at CAL FIRE SHU, and then the main department CAL FIRE pages, which are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, are also updated at this simultaneously.
Information Officer Cheryl Bolovac shared some recommendations.
The vegetation's drying out and is more receptive to burning, so take the extra time in your day-to-day activities to be fire safe and prevent starting a wildfire. And in the event that you are in an area that has an active fire burning, heed those evacuation requirements and be ready to go. And also get your information from verified sources, official sources, such as the agencies having jurisdiction over the fire.
Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Tanya Horlick.